Overseas now, US Republicans have accused investigators working on the probe into Russian meddling in last year's election of bias. They're responding to revelations that FBI staff members exchanged text messages disparaging Donald Trump and backing Hillary Clinton. North America correspondent Stephanie March reports from Washington.
Do you solemnly swear that the testimony that you are about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
It's not the first time Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has had to defend the integrity of his department. But at today's Congressional Intelligence Committee hearing, Republicans came well armed. Newly released text messages show FBI employees Lisa Page and Agent Peter Strzok criticising President Donald Trump. Republican Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte.
According to the documents produced last night to this committee, Mr. Strzok and Ms. Page refer to the president as an utter idiot, a loathsome human, and awful, while continually praising Hillary Clinton and the Obamas.
The messages were sent in the months before the 2016 election. Mr. Strzok later became part of the team investigating Russian interference in the election and possible collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. Bob Goodlatte again.
Reports on the political predisposition and potential bias of certain career agents and department lawyers on Special Counsel Mueller's team are deeply troubling to all citizens who expect a system of blind and equal justice. We are now beginning to better understand the magnitude of this insider bias on Mr. Mueller's team.
Mr. Strzok has since been removed from the Russia probe led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. In his employee's defence, Mr. Rosenstein says there's a difference between political affiliation and bias.
We recognize we have employees with political opinions, and it's our responsibility to make sure those opinions do not influence their actions. Pardon me. And so I believe that Director Mueller understands that and that he is running that office appropriately, recognizing that people have political views, but ensuring that those views are not in any way a factor in how they conduct themselves in office.
President Trump's denounced the Russia investigation as a witch hunt. The White House has repeatedly rebuffed speculation Mr. Trump plans to fire Mr. Mueller, a directive Mr. Rosenstein would have to carry out. At the hearing, Democrat Jerry Nadler pressed Mr. Rosenstein on whether he saw grounds for Mr. Mueller's dismissal.
Have you seen good cause to fire Special Counsel Mueller?
No.
Thank you. If you were ordered today to fire Mr. Mueller, what would you do?
As I've explained previously, I would follow the regulation. If there were good cause, I would act. If there were no good cause, I would not.
And you've seen no good cause so far?
Correct.
Thank you.
When one congressman accused Mr. Rosenstein of being evasive and asked if he himself feared being fired by President Trump, Mr. Rosenstein simply said, "No, I'm not." This is Stephanie March in Washington, reporting for The World Today.